Outer notes Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula's comment that he intends to challenge last week's Pretoria High Court ruling on R2. The court had ruled in Outer's favour, declaring the R2 Act and R2 Amendment Act unconstitutional and invalid. The minister's plan to challenge the ruling does not come as a shock to Outer, especially if one looks at the department's past conduct and their misplaced belief in this irrational administrative system. The way forward on this case is that Outer will now bring an application to the Constitutional Court, calling for the Con Court to confirm the High Court finding of unconstitutionality. We will file this application before the deadline of 3 February 2022. It is our belief that should Minister Mbalula wish to challenge the High Court judgment, you will have to oppose Outer's confirmation application in the Con Court. Until the Con Court confirms the acts to be unconstitutional and invalid, there remains legal uncertainty regarding R2. We think it would be more helpful if the Minister called a major road safety summit to consider suggestions from civil society and the public on how to improve law enforcement and how to develop a national culture of road safety, which is constitutionally sound in law and effective. The latest road traffic statistics, which the minister announced today, show an increase in road deaths compared to last year, including a 15.5% increase in Gauteng. If R2 was indeed the silver bullet, as government suggests, then why has it not helped to reduce road deaths in Gauteng, where R2 has been in force for many years? Road accidents are a serious problem which need a constructive solution, with buy-in from across society. This is where the focus should be on finding a solution.